This I Believe. Senator Paul H. Douglas was a scholarly professor of industrial relations at the University of Chicago when he surprised politicians by being elected city alderman. In World War II, he was 50 years old when he enlisted as a private in the Marine Corps, was wounded on Okinawa, and was decorated for heroism. Since his election to the Senate in 1948, he has continued to act on principles. Here are the personal beliefs of Senator Paul Douglas.
Like others, I am continually forced to make decisions as to how much I should rely upon the forces of love and goodwill which are in the world and deep within man, and how much I should seek to protect both myself and the nation from the malicious who seek to injure and to maim. I was in my 20s when, upon reading the journal of John Woolman, the Quaker tailor of the 18th century, I first felt intensely the power of active goodwill to awaken similar motives in others and to transform hatred into love. This led me to a fresh appreciation of the real meaning of Jesus' life and works, and to deeper admiration for such noble spirits as St. Francis of Assisi, Tolstoy, and our own Jane Addams. The task of Christians seemed to be to transform the world by personal deeds and spirit into a fellowship of friends. That still seems true to me. But as I saw it firsthand, Lenin and Stalin, and then Hitler and Mussolini tried to take over the world, I could not believe that these principles would of themselves melt the hearts of either the communists or the Nazis, or alter the policies of their governments. For the rulers of those countries prevented any effective appeal by others to the better natures of their peoples, and by their control of the schools, press, radio, armies, and secret police, shape men's thinking in hostile ways. To turn the other cheek was interpreted by them as a sure sign of weakness, and yielding brought the danger ever closer. When the attack finally came upon a country, the vast majority of those who had previously put their faith in goodwill would resist, but since their resistance would be belated, it would be ineffective. Only the saints would practice the doctrines of Matthew chapters 5-7, and these by definition would be few. A glacier of tyranny would descend upon us and upon the free world, which might not melt for centuries or millennia. Seeing all this, I decided that one must resist with the weapons of the flesh this onsweep of tyranny, and when the time came, I tried to do so in an appropriate manner. Now the same principle is increasingly involved in the attempt of the communists to take over the world. Their tyranny is just as bad as was that of the Nazis, and is indeed more hypocritical. I believe forcible resistance to their aggression is as necessary now as it was in the case of the Nazis 15 years ago. Does this mean, then, that the hope of a fellowship of friends, bound together by mutual trust and affection, must vanish and be replaced by brutal struggle? That would be a terrible prospect. Rather, to my mind, it intensifies the need for us to practice loving kindness within the family, the community, our country, and the whole free world. Indeed, while we resist the aggression of the communist world, we should not hate the people over whom the communist hierarchy rules, but should rather be charitable and understanding in our judgments. We should, in fact, feel friendly towards them and seek their ultimate good. Thus, we should not let our use of the weapons of the flesh destroy our faith in and practice of the reconciling influences of active goodwill. The same principle should apply in politics. The only Christian way is to regard one's immediate opponents as being basically potential friends and to treat them with dignity and respect so that men may seek a common way for dealing with the political issues of our time.
Those were the beliefs of Paul H. Douglas, Democratic senator from Illinois.